Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about Mickey Mouse apartment. Can buy or buy? I can still recall more than a decade ago when I just started my business. Some savvy property developers saw an opportunity in the local market. They start to introduce small format living space, or commonly known as Mickey Mouse apartments in the local context. This after major cities in Asia began to build such homes due to rising property prices. They can be found in Hong Kong, Beijing to Tokyo. Such homes are popular with young people and seniors who live alone. It also attracts a rising number of singles to married couples without kids. Investors are also attracted to them due to the low quantum and so on. Here, I'll be studying the performance of Mickey Mouse apartment. Without further ado, let's dive straight into it. What better way to study them by going straight to District 10 in River Valley? I have chosen this area for our study mainly because there was a proliferation of such homes in this area in the early to mid 2010s. For our research, I will only use a handful of such condos for our comparisons, since it's quite difficult to find similar development that are launched almost at the same time with similar attributes. I will also compare them with a condo in the suburb area that is launched almost at the same time. This will give us a more holistic assessment. First up, let's zoom into the first condo, Stella RV. Talking about the name, wow, Stella means having the quality of a star performance in River Valley. Let's see if it is true. This freehold apartment has 120 units and was launched in 2012. In TOP in 2015, there are mainly 1 to 2 bedrooms. Let's take a quick look at the profitable and unprofitable transactions. This is what we are concerned about. There are 5 profitable to date and a surprisingly 27 unprofitable ones. Sure or not, hold more than 12 years and still lose money. At least the rental collected will have offset some of the damages they suffer. Okay lah. Let's take a look at the overall price trend. To be frank, as I look into this chart, I also don't know how to interpret it to you. During the launch in 2012, the average PSF was 2,000 per square feet. Today, it's hovering around 1,009 per square feet. Are they making money? Well, you decide for yourself. Let's move on to another project across the road. Here I know some of you here will say, I purposely use a small project to analyze to skew the picture. Okay, I hear you. Let me use another project with 248 units. This is a 999-year apartment that was launched in 2013. This apartment is called RV Residence. Similarly, this project has a majority of 1 and 2 bedrooms apartments. As I take a look at the number, they are more profitable than unprofitable transactions. The profit seems to be healthier. However, if we look at the analyzed return, they don't look too exciting to me. On average, for mass market condo, they are doing around 4-7%. Anything less, this is below mediocre. Here, let's take a look at the overall price trend. From launch, it was doing below 2,000 per square feet. Today, it's hovering around 2,003 per square feet. Make 200 per square feet copy money for the last 12 years. At least you can feel proud telling people you own a 999-year condo in River Valley. Let us move on. Let's use Q Bay Residence in Tampines as a reference point. Since this condo was launched in 2013, this will give us a better understanding of a mass market condo performance against the Mickey Mouse apartment that are launched during the same time. Q Bay Residence comprised 1 to 5 bedroom units. From the unit mix, you can tell that this is the beginning of the era where property developers start building smaller units to attract a wider pool of buyers. Incidentally, the smaller units also generate a higher PSF and obviously a higher profit margin. Anyway, these Q Bay profitable transactions. The profit margin for suburb location tend to be better. This is reflected in the analyzed return. A low 2-3% is still acceptable for this project, if you know what I mean. Anyway, at launch, the average PSF is around 1,000 per square feet. Today, it's close to 1,004 per square feet. An increase of 300 per square feet. This is not an exceptional, fantastic result, but at least never lose money. Here, let's assess the 3 properties altogether. Stella RV recorded a negative 8% return. Why like that? Freehold, River Valley, still can lose money. Sian. As for RV residents, it achieved 15% over 12 years. Seriously, I really don't know what to say. As for QBE, I can still recall they are not cheap to start with at 1,000 per square feet for the Tampines location back then. Plus, it's not near any MRT station. At least its prices had increased by 35%. So, what can we learn from here? Problems with the location? Cannot be leh. District 10, near Orchard Road, near Great World City, near CBD. Problems with facing the road? Cannot be. Opposite block RV residence is doing better with a road facing too. Ah, I know already. Stella RV is a small development with 120 units. That could be a reason. However, let's hold on first. Let's study the development in detail. I think a few factors led to its poor performance. For Stella RV, I recall when I visited the premises many years ago, the first shock I had was to park my car via a mechanical car parking system. I mean, I parked my car before in HDB mechanical car parking system in Bangkin Road to Changi Village. But I have no issue with this. But to park my car at my own residence and have to worry if the system will still work in the morning when I leave for work, just deter me. Sorry, this is a no-no for me. For many boutique developments, facilities are usually limited. If there are any, it's just a small lap pool and a mini gym. That's all. Don't expect too much. Mickey Mouse apartment being Mickey Mouse Mall. They are usually packed shoulder to shoulder along a long corridor like HDB rental flats. Personally, I think HDB rental flats are so much better. At least you can put your barang-barang outside and the corridor are usually wider. Back during those days, before that harmonization thinking, you will have overly sized balcony, planter box, useless bay window, giant aircon latch, and that household shelter that eat into your usable area. This means the actual livable area is smaller. For those penthouse units, the upper floor units also have overly generous roof terrace and wastage spaces. Not forgetting, most units are tenanted. Here, you get what I mean? Tenant that check in and check out and treat it like a hotel. What if you are an owner? Will you feel comfortable knowing your neighbor stay only for the minimum of 3 months under URA guideline? Not forgetting maintenance issues and higher maintenance costs. And also policing strangers that visit the premises in the night under the pretext of visiting. You know I know Ken Reddy. You all very clever one. Don't need to go all the way to Jurong West Coffee Shop. That is why for many such Mickey Mouse apartments, they face almost the same predicament as the majority are owned by investors. Investor being investor, I don't stay there. I don't care. As long you put in minimal effort to upkeep the property and don't ask me to pay extra. That is why it is always a struggle for SP that stay there and those that don't. For me, I rather don't want to get into this mess. Mickey Mouse apartments were extremely popular a decade ago. They can be found almost everywhere from Park Rosewood in Woodlands to KAP Residence in Bukit Timah, to Kensington Square in Upper Paya Lebar, to many others from Geylang, Joo Chiat to the CBD area. Take note, my analysis only cover only a handful of such apartments, and the result may not be conclusive. Anyway, I wouldn't have the time and resources to cover each and every one of them. There are just too many of them. However, if you are interested in their performance, you can always check them out by yourself. On the other hand, such homes have fulfilled the needs of singles, small families and tenants who are looking for convenience. Some are attracted to them mainly for their freehold or 999 years tenure. Some are even part of a mixed development that include a strata title mall. However, the odd layout, lack of facilities, noise and fumes issues, high maintenance and car parking challenges have added another dimension to its performance in recent years. Their design are also skewed towards maximizing efficiency, which translate to maximizing profit margin. Some of them are designed in such a way that it is definitely not appealing to homeowners. I think they are a disgrace or siasui to the built environment. For investors, they are digestible due to their lower quantum. Some have attractive rental use if you are looking at cash flow. However, they are usually a challenge to dispose them away in the resale market. Most investors would prefer a new one. Why buy an old at a premium where you can buy a new one at the same price? Anyway, if you have such units and plan to sell them, please don't find me. Let me be upfront first. I'm very lousy in marketing such properties. Here, I hope I value add your property knowledge with my humble sharing. See you again soon.